Am I good to speak? Because we gotta get serious. All right. So let's get serious. I just need a minute to get to serious. The dreamscape tonight, you have to keep in mind, is not going to be like yesterday's. And I think in some ways, people will say, "Well, I think the first, there's going to be three of them. This is two, okay? This is number two, okay?" They're going to say, "I think the first dreamscape was better than the second one, because I like such and such effect, or I like such and such, or he did such and such." And it's true because, in some ways, okay, it's true because it was made to ramp you guys up. So it's easier to kind of work with it. Do you follow me? So those people who are more beginners should have a little bit better luck, but it's really made for high end anyway. So even if you were a beginner, I mean, it's great if you had something out of it. But like I said, this was about people who've been around the block for a while. Okay, and so I'm pushing that level. I'm pushing that level. So we're at a level two. Okay, and I have to come up with a different way of approaching it, but it's going to be familiar. All dreamscapes have to have that familiar feel in order for you want to work with it. And then I have to do a little like, what the fuck was that? Okay. So, I think this time you probably won't catch it, and you really shouldn't care about it. If you want the best experience, the very best experience you can, as I told you before, it's going to be based upon A, letting your mind just not talk about it, and B, not falling asleep, not thinking about it. Because, you know, there's a tendency to one follows the other. You get it? It's hard. That's why it takes skill and practice. It's nothing wrong you fall asleep. Nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up on it. And I know no matter what I say, you guys will, okay? It's big, it's ugly, and it's heading that... Oh, it just... You know, when it does that shit, I'm like, it means business. Listen, Tim. I'm not sure what it is. It's either a big fly that's really dizzy because it went through my field... Or it could be a little bee. Easy. I don't want it killed. I just want it right there by your face, right there on the line. So you're easy with it, okay? And go put it out. It could have powers now. It went through my field and it's dazed. It's like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Okay, so, like trapped. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yeah, you know, it goes quick now. What are you guys going to do in another 5 years? You're going to be like, why are we on this island? You better have me pump it out in CD fast, because I don't know. Okay, so it's different. It's so don't have what? Expectation. If you have expectation, or you're going to try to decide whether you liked it or not like it, yada, 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 you're going to ruin the experience. You see, and it's hard to do. It's natural to want to do that. So that's up to you, but I'm trying to let it go. I'll tell you what I told someone just a little while ago in regards to a kind of working a different kind of technique that I told him to, that would get him to where he needs to be for his breakthrough. Anyway, their ears must have been like, they called that. Whoa. Okay. Anyway, in my reality, it was... amazing. I said to him what I've said often before. You want to analyze it to death. But analyze it when you're finished. Don't analyze it while you're in it. Don't let yourself get too caught up with analyzing. Let it flow. Try not to think about it, but have the control that your mind is there. What I teach you, you know what everything is. You can move. You can do all of that stuff. Why do you have to use the forward thinking? You follow me? How many people in here do not know, and I gave him $1 million piece, and I'm going to throw it out there for you guys kind of too, okay, because he got a lot more than just that, but you're going to get the 5-second version. That's how we're going to handle it, okay, and you make of it what you want, okay, but it's good shit. How many people in here, because it's easier to do it this way, do not know when I say when you concentrate and practice on the bars, don't know what I'm talking about? How many people... don't understand, don't know what tones are. Raise your hand if you don't know the tones, if you didn't have that class on listening to the tones and stuff. Excellent. Here you go. If you get good with the tones, you know, if you kind of let your mind clear, okay, that the tones can come really loud. And the second you acknowledge it somehow, okay, they fade away. So it's almost like you almost can't be practicing on them, but you have an awareness on them and they get really loud. Am I right so far? For those of you guys who worked on it, you get different things, different highs and lows, but you work with it, you kind of can get it to where it's a loud pitch. But the second you think about that loud pitch, even though you're enjoying it, and you're really studying it, it just moves back. If you give it the kind of forward thought, like your brain thought, I call it. And it teaches you kind of how to do something. I said to him, look, you guys think that you guys are resting backwards and it's coming towards you. It says it's never come towards you ever once. Never once. What's happened is you left the organic kind of space and your spatial consciousness went towards it. No ahas? I don't know if I believe you. Anyway, you listen. Look at Robinson. He gets all giggly when I give shit like this. He's like, because normally he's all like, and then he's like, you know, the other day he was like, I see him back there. Again, I will repeat. When you do the tones and you practice with them, you feel like you're resting backwards, and that's what you should do. You should just, because you're letting all this drop. And then when you hear the tones and you try to bring them in louder, you think they're coming towards you, but you're really moving towards them. And sometimes you might move a little sideways. Look, as I said, it's like a V, and there are bars, and each bar gets louder as it gets to the center. The center one is really loud, okay? And it sometimes it'll tilt this way, so it gets louder on this side. Sometimes it'll tilt this way, it'll get louder over here. Sometimes it gets super loud because you move towards the center, okay? This is good for you, right? It's a riff, yeah, because yeah. And then when you think about it, it goes like this, because you're thinking with this. So the idea is to listen to the bars, okay, until you can go like this. And you can say, okay, boom, okay. In, okay, but you give it, it's the second you have it, it's like the shit I do for you guys. Okay, you guys following me? You know what I'm talking about, right? Until you get the clarity, and somehow you want to get the bars not to the right, not to the left, but you want to get it like, it's like the loudest right here, and you sit there and you're like, yeah, and it feels like it's in both ears because it's harmonized, pitched. Do you understand? It's hard. So it feels like it's equalized now in both ears instead of more than one, more than the other. Or you can see, feel three bars over here and one over here because it's a little further away. So it moves around. Am I right or wrong? Okay, and it's hard shit. I says, but the thing you got to know, what I don't tell people, because I tell you, this is how you learn to move spatial time. If it was fucking easy, you guys all could, everybody would be doing it. The fact that you are even onto this shit is so flipping beyond everybody's teachings out there. And this is the small fry shit. This is my small fry shit. Okay? Am I right or wrong? Forget the heavy shit. I said, what you don't know is, one, you're learning how to work your mind, how to maneuver your consciousness. Because every time you have a thought or you think about it, you pull it away. It's fucking instant. And you can hear it. You can hear the pitch go, whoop. Am I right or wrong? But when the bars are coming towards you, what you think is towards you, because you're resting your mind once you figure that out, okay? And you just kind of let your mind go, but you're moving. You're literally not moving backward. You're resting your body backwards and you're surrendering it kind of. Your mind is reaching out. It's moving through time. The bars are like a distance and you're moving towards them. Which means you're projecting your consciousness and you're learning how to fucking fly. But it's dimensional movement. It's time and space folding. Well, he's pretty much an expert already. He's bored to death because he's you know, he's like, I've spent $10 you know, a day, every day, you know, because I and I says, well, I said, you need to just take the bars now. And some of you guys better not do what I'm saying. It's not for you. You need to play with the bars. Don't be so cocky and arrogant and think that you can do what I'm going to say. I said, well, the truth is, they're fucking training wheels. Throw them away. You're done. You mastered nothing. All you're doing is just spinning fucking wheels and boring you to death. You've mastered the Rubik's Cube. How many times can you ruin it again and do it again? Ruin it again. Do it again. Bored. Throw the tones out. Obsolete for you now. You've grown. Knowing you've grown. When you play a video game and you master the fucking video game, what do? You keep playing it? You try to squeeze out a few, maybe a couple rounds because you feel super cocky and you're like, yeah, I'm the shit, okay? Those that are a bit younger, they understand what I'm talking about. But then when you mastered it, you need to move on. You need to find a better game. You got to find something to challenge you a little bit more. Your skills have what? Have increased. So you need to take the bars and just throw them out now. Because you can do the movement without the bars. The bars was like the training for the pilots. They have the fake imagery of the runway and the crises and everything. And they have to learn how to do all the buttons and switches and everything. You follow me? Once they got past it, they can do everything in the stupid because they know, eventually, it ain't real anyway. So the comfort level, and they've been trained for the real deal. So they're getting the real deal because of all that training, and they're flying, and all of a sudden, you know, hey John, you know, how was your wife? Good, you guys have a good dinner, you know? And he's like, you know, leaving on autopilot, yeah, you hear, and he's like, right, flip, flopped up, yeah, hit your flight, got it, go, stabilize. Holy shit, we almost all died. What? We almost all died? Did you hear the pilot say something that we're all going to die? Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. Remember the movie? Wax on, wax off. I ain't going to do your fucking waxing no more. I'm sick of doing your waxing. What's it going to do for me? Moves the hand fast. Whoa. Hands fast. It's pre-programmed. It's like karate. They do it over and over and over again. So the shit, when the day happens and something happens, the body reacts. Bars. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Bend time. Move. Don't think about it. Use your piloting skills. Where are you? Don't think about it. Think about it through your consciousness. Absorb it. Experience it. Move through it. Thinking about it now? Dreamscapes are runways. That's all they are. Something to keep the brain busy, give you kind of direction. We want to fly south. We want to fly north. We want to go towards Alaska. We want to go towards France. That's all it is. Nothing more. Just a runway, and the rest is up to you. I'm going to send you guys to the future. The future. Now, we went to the past, and it had what seemed like the future, because it had advanced technology, but that world's dead and gone and don't even exist anymore. The planet's fucking turned to ash already. That's how old it is, and it was so much more modern than the one we have now. It's hard to think that way. It's like, okay, I'll run with it, I guess, but it's hard. And where is it hard? It's hard to figure out in here, because you feel it in here, and that's your sensory. This is where your real intelligence is. It's where your real thought is. So you navigate kind of from here, but you think it's here. And like I said, it's use both. Don't care. Don't care how you're doing it. Don't think about how you're doing it. Doesn't matter. Does it matter? It don't matter. Why analyze it to death? Analyze it later when you're done. If you guys can analyze when you're done, rather than constantly analyzing in the moment, or you see something, oh my God, it's gone. If you guys could just, when you're done, go, okay, notes, thoughts, reflection, boom, analyze it. I don't know what that shit was. What kind of shit was that? Where's Robinson's shit poking stick to figure it out? He's going to patent it, he says. Now he's all pissed. I gave out his patent idea. Anyway. Yeah, think about it later. Anyway, so now you have to use the runway. I've tried to create something that would give you the sense or idea or concept for your imagination to perceive an idea what the future is. But I'm programming you now because I'm saying future. The future. The future. Not out there now. Before we went to another world, we're going here. We're going to the future in Earth. If I didn't tell you that, you'd be looking for the future somewhere in the past. Because I didn't give you a decent operational map. I didn't give you concepts to work with. You understand? So the launch pad's good, but once you catch flight, you're like, where do we go? We're going to Colombia, or were we going to Afghanistan, or where was it? Iraq? Well, I think we're going to Iraq. That's where the poofy ladies, boy, they, with the poodles, why are they going to, well, fuck it, let's go to Iraq. I don't know, the notes ain't very good. We'll drop them off there. That was brilliant, I thought, okay. Poofy ladies mean regular people back there with the pools, normal people. Now we're going to go to Iraq because we got a little confused. And, you know, Iraq's not a great place to be hanging out with your poodles saying, where the fuck are we, Henry? Okay. So, the future. The future. You've got to think, what's the future going to be here? What will it be like? And you can't think about it. You got to think about it now. This is when you think about it. It's like a, kind of like a flight plan. Like we've been taught in flight plans. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about that. And if you internalize that, it's your intent has been set. You following me there, you guys who have been around a little bit? Your intent is set. What is your intention? To go to the future here in this world. Not to go back to the future. Not to go back in the past and see where it was in a world that would be considered here very advanced and modern. It's a completely different world. The idea of technology is going to be a bit different than the last world you went to. The world here is going to be very different in but yet similar and very similar in ways. But there'll be differences completely. It doesn't have that when I used to say the old and new feel, because that was the alien world and that was humanist, and that they kind of had their own development. Remember I taught you about cultures and the stone road kind of, and the wood would rattle when they tried to move stuff, and they vibrated so much that it began to like rattle really much, and they could just literally pull huge objects because it would be on vibration on these platforms, and the culture got wiped out because they didn't know what a wheel was. They would use the ground with cobblestone, kind of really bumpy, and they would just drag it. It would rumble. And you could see where the horses would pull it on the tracks on the side. They would probably have two of them with a rope in the middle, and they'd have to pull these big objects, I suspect. And it would be hard at first, and then once the vibration started, it would be like bouncing, and they just got to the point where it just barely would touch, but the vibration would keep the momentum up. And they literally could get them to move these big objects. Brilliant kind of technology. And the other cultures all around them had wheels that they were using to move stuff around. And if you look at the wood wheel and how it's evolved over time for a culture, look how brilliant it was. I think to myself, well, what if that culture didn't get wiped out from some kind of plague or something? Something happened to them, they died, it all grew over like jungle and everything. They're still trying to figure out what this was. It was the one thing different that was largely different about their culture than ours. Maybe they had a wheel, but they just didn't really feel it was as useful to use as this other stuff they stumbled across and started to crudely develop. If they would have survived and 3,000 years for their culture would have advanced, could you imagine the way how our life would be right now? We may not be driving cars. We might be having these things that vibrate and they lift off the air like something from Star Wars. But we didn't go that way. We went with the wheels. They got lost. The whole thinking got lost. And it wasn't strong enough in the Gaia minds for somebody else to dream up. It just kind of dust in the wind. You following me? So that world had a different technology, but very similar to here. But it's kind of different, but kind of the same. Where you went back to. Where you're going here is this world and what the technology, what we have and how it's evolving. Think about what you've seen. Can you imagine? This is what we can conceive now. This is where we're almost at. This is where we are at. This is what I pretty much will guarantee we have almost everything that you've seen there, or close to it, depending which clip, now. But they just don't release it to the public fully yet because they compete with other industries and stuff. And so it's about this is why I want a global planet. It won't fucking matter anymore. all work together. We can be out in the stars already. Well, you know, secret. I got a secret. Now, I'm throwing you in the past. I'm pushing you into the future. I'm pushing you off the world. I'm sending you to these really places beyond, if you think about it, the normal sense of what we would imagine. Remember I said you think of past lives. Most people think in this world, you know, they go back a few hundred years, da-da-da. There's a limit to your perception. And now the other day I'm sending you back through time and space to another world that's completely, bizarrely, uniquely different, you know, and you get little flashes and frames depending on where you're at with it, okay? Now I'm saying, I'm going to send you to the future, not off the planet, but to the future. I mean, it's kind of like a strange once back in time to another world, but this is in this time, hyperdimensionalizing here in the space and then seeing how it's going to change here. I mean, come on, in 500 years, there could be skyscrapers through here. I mean, everywhere where we see civilization now was once swamps, deserts, jungles. I mean, was high climate, was under an ocean. It just, you know, if you could speed time up, the whole world would just be, you see water, clouds, mountains rising, dropping. Now you got this like, I don't want to say bacteria because it's almost like you think of it in a bad way, but bacteria sometimes cures diseases too, okay? Save the human race. Now I'm saying, okay, take whatever and just go beyond and speed up where things are at in this world. I'm not going to send you somewhere that's already there. I want you to go here and just see where you land. You don't have to care if you're 100 years or 500 years or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100. The world may not even, the planet may not be, it may be dust, but you'll be like, well, I've seen the wipe out of the world. Rubbish. You're going to go wherever the human civilization ends up in new civilization. You're going to say, well, Earth's not there. I'm on another world. And it's like Earth completely. Yeah, because we brought what we knew. And we crafted it to what we knew, but it's a little bit different because we used the materials from that world. You understand? You'll go where the consciousness goes. Where the people go is what you connect with. So they go 10 different directions. By the time you go up there, then you may end up in one of those 10 directions and you see what's going on there or not. You don't have to be there. It doesn't mean you have a life there. It doesn't mean it's a reincarnation as you're going into the future. You're not looking for your previous lives. You're just looking to peek in there, to kind of feel in there. You understand? You're navigating through time. So you're saying, give me some pieces. Don't think about it. So you can pop in and just go and look and look, and if it's phase, you go, okay, and you see other maybe pieces flash, and if you can just do like the bars, but not think of them with the sound, and you can get that feeling when you're doing the bars, and you kind of familiar, you go, let me ask you a question. You ready? Glazed donut. You heard me. Glazed donut. Okay? Can you taste it? Not like you really had it in your mouth, but you can kind of taste it, right? You know exactly what it's going to be. You know, even you guys even freaking know the texture. I spit. You know, nobody got the dry one, did they? It's real fresh. It's a real fresh donut, right? That's a real fresh glazed donut. It's the best one you ever had. Why did you? Do you remember when you had that donut? Probably not. Because you probably had dozens of them. But I bet you that one was one that marked a memory in you. You don't remember who you were with, what you were doing, why you're doing it, if it was given to you, if you bought it, did you bake it, whatever, okay? You can see the crumbling of the glazing on it, where it's dry section. If you bite into it, it's got the almost doughy consistency. Now, some of you guys are like, well, I don't like that. That's not a good experience for me. All right. You get the point I'm making.
First time you tried yogurt on granola.
Okay. So, you remember a glazed donut. All what I've taught you is all of your memories All of your memories from the beginning of your life, shit you don't even remember, stuff you don't even consider, you don't even have as thoughts. You're not having glazed donuts running around your head with billions of other stuff, like the first time you tuck a hairbrush and you felt the firmness of it. Huh? I mean, I could go on and on and on. First time you seen a fresh pizza. Did you see the pizza or did you see a slice with Milton cheese dripping? Was it pepperoni? Yeah, it was vegan mushroom and onions and stuff. All right. It's pepperoni for me. Why is it pepperoni for me and vegan tofu turkey on yours? I'm not giving you guys a hard time for it's a better diet than mine, obviously. I try. But I can't get past that. But my consciousness has chosen pepperoni pizza, where yours might have chosen maybe no pizza at all. Maybe your pizza's thin crust and mine is thick crust, but it's the chosen piece, and all the other data pieces of all the different types of experience are there too. But the first one I draw on is that one. It's my top placement. Then there's a second place, there's a third place, there's a fourth place, and there's the shit pizza that's down the road from the pizza place that's the closest, and you can't stand it, and you're pissed because it's so close, and it had to be that one. It could have been the other one that you love. All right, we're talking about my issues. But anyway, so your consciousness is composed of an architecture of all billions of moments in your life. And you've chosen to see the world by how you've architectured it out, and it's your panes of glass, more or less. It's how you see the world and relate to it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Does it make sense? If it don't make sense, raise your hand. Don't make sense for you? Does it make sense for you? Okay. She's like, wow, you! That was awesome. Anyway. I know, it's getting good. You're like, please don't run off to the comic routine. Give me the mic. Wouldn't be happening with the mic. I'm telling you, it's a difference. Okay, so that's the limitation of your intelligence, is based upon what you draw upon from this life. Are you ready? Why am I forcing you back in time? Why am I bringing you there to get a sliver of little fragmented pieces to go there? Now I'm saying go to the future and get pieces from that. I'm expanding the possibilities of your consciousness, and I'm taking what I call static memory that you don't remember. You only remember this much because this is what you're allowed, but all of this is out here. I always say there's a static consciousness around you. It's really how you know what you really know. It's the real truth of what you know. Why, when I teach you, you're like, yeah, I knew that. But it's because when I teach it, it solidifies it, like moves into this space, and it's like, okay, but if you don't quite, you know, if something biologically is fighting it, it'll evaporate it and push it a little bit back out again. So you got to listen to the material, and you got to say, he never fucking said that before on that CD. I did too. It's right there, you fool. It's because it came in, you got it, but it pushed it back out again. So you got to go back again, and it sinks back in again. You keep building that database. It's normal. I send you back. Can you fucking imagine what I'm doing this week? Do you guys have any idea what I'm doing? I'm saying let's find a way to jump far enough back that anything in between will start coming popping in over the next, I don't know, days, weeks, months, in the next year, which you never would have had in your whole life. Because if you can remember one piece, like the glazed donut in the box with the other donuts. Look at the box with the other donuts. Are they all the same, or do you have different flavored donuts? Do you have cream filled? Do you have jelly filled? Do you just have all the same glazed donuts and there's nothing else in there? Why? What box is it in? Is it a pink Dunkin' Donuts box? Is it a brown box? Is it Chow's Donuts? Why? What do you can you push to see what it's sitting off of the table? Can you see if there's a cup of coffee next to it? What kind of coffee is in it next to it? Is it in a mug from home? Is it black coffee? Is it cream coffee? Is it in a paper cup with a little styrofoam thing, or is it a paper paper wrapper around it? Now I'm pushing your mind to the past, and I'm saying, grab a few pieces. What are you going to do with the pieces? Even you don't have to be there. You just starting to thinking about it. You're walking around, you know. Yeah, it's interesting shit. Yeah. Too bad I don't remember all of it. That would be a cool idea. Yeah, I'd be a fuck. I ought to make a movie on some of the shit I'm coming up with right now. Hey, what do you think of blah, blah, blah? Wait, but that's fucking amazing. You get it from Pepin? No, I haven't listened to his shit all month. Do you understand what I'm doing? It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Is it brilliant, Eric? Yeah, yeah. Thumbs up. He's like, yeah. You're navigating. I'm teaching you to bring it all to this place here and to expand the data pool. You got tools. I've given you a lot of tools. Without those tools, you're limited to what you can do. The more tools you have, I'm not selling to pitch it, okay? It's the truth, and you know it's the truth, those of you who have it. It's what gives you the tools, whether you're going to build a house. Is it going to be a house like the Quakers built? If they were back in, you know, in that time, they worked with the tools they had. Or if you got better tools, you got to... Fuck that. It's up. You getting what I'm saying? What tool do you have? How long is it going to take? What can you do? What technology do you have to put in that house? Is it a log cabin because you don't have insulation, you don't have this? Is it got running wire in it, or are you going to fire it in a little candle, the glass thing? What was your technology to build what you wanted? Best fucking technology on this planet. Probably the whole fucking galaxies. And I said galaxies with an S. Fuck yeah. I'm so serious. I'm sorry. It's true. It's true. Okay, so now I want to project you guys in the future. I wish my logo was up there. Where's Struve? All cushioned up on his bed, all relaxed, all pimped out. Nah, by the time you're done, I'm just going to yell at you for putting it up by the time I'm ready to get on to something else. You're fucked either way. Okay. I went to the future and I see me yelling at you, so I figured it'd save you the trouble. So. Okay. This is the last thing I'm going to give you, and then we're gonna go, okay? Do not have expectation. Don't try to make it like the other one. Otherwise, you're going to be like, I'm disappointed. It could be very familiar to what you're used to, but now you have intent. Maybe all the other dreamscapes were getting you ready for this sleepy dreamscape. Maybe you're going to go, this was a yawn. Now you're thinking, oh, you're setting this up, so it's really good. Whatever. Don't try to analyze it. You've forgotten what I already said? Because you're already doing it. You're already doing it. Just giving you a reminder before I set you free. Good teacher. Good teacher pointing it out. Don't analyze till you're finished. Don't analyze in the middle. Don't try to decide whether it's good or bad or what it is or, God, it's not getting me anywhere. Nah, I'm not seeing anything. You're not seeing anything because you're just thinking about not seeing anything. I'm worried about falling asleep. Well, then knock yourself out. But if you have the intent, you won't really fall asleep if you got good intent. You're going to be like a cat staring at the little crack where you know that fucking you saw a teal or something flicker and you're like, fuck you, come on. Hey, you know, what do you think they're thinking? You ever look at a fucking cat doing something like that? They're just staring at something. They've seen something. Just what's going on up there? You want to know? I'm going to tell you right now. You ready? My tail. Actually, it's not. I'm sorry. It's sitting there. It's looking. And just the tip is flicking. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. Come on. I can't take. Come on. Okay? Nothing. Nothing, really. You have to. But it has an intent, doesn't it? It knows what it's doing. And when that sucker moves, ha, wax on, wax off, right? It's on it. It's going to right on it. But it ain't got nothing going up because it don't have to think. Fuck, I just decided animals are smarter than humans. What a revelation. What a revelation. Hey, jeez. Listen, I'm sorry, I'm at the wrong place. This whole time, I knew there was a reason I was so frustrated. Jeez. Okay, so I've shared this with a few people. That's why it's important to share it with all, okay? Everything means something to me. I've covered it a little bit the other day. Some people had left, I think, or something. Where, you know, I'm prone to keep yapping, you know, and somebody asked me, okay. And am I boring you yet? Are you sure? I think I've forgotten to use that line. How long has it been? Yeah. I have to come up with a new one. Okay, so the wings. You ready for the $1 million for the wing? You don't want to miss this. Don't want to miss it. Hold it. I'm telling you, hold it. Hold it, hold it. That damn water balloon splashing around the tension. Just hold it. I'm not helping, am I? Okay. The wings. The wings on the logo. You like them, right? They represent holiness, they represent goodness, all that sociological shit pumped into you, okay? I work with it, okay? And then you guys got the other day the little feather and then the big wing and how to unify, okay? Yeah, meaning, okay? The wings, if they were on you and you were to fly, okay? The liftoff, the push, like being in a swimming pool, and you're gliding in the water. Okay, but wings. What are you doing? You're moving forward, right? I want you to visualize this now. Okay? Visualize in your mind that you're getting ready to wings out. Wings. Ah, you feel it in your mind and then go, move, whatever. And you're like, and you feel that push. Where do you feel the push? Where do you feel the sensation of that few milliseconds? Am I right? If you can get that feeling in your feels like and hold it, not the wings just going up, not the wings just go, but that there's a moment that's like a, it's something that propels you. There's something that knows that you're moving forward. You hold that, it's like an arm. You hold the feeling when you're moving, you're navigating. When I say use your wings, and I'm helping you, I'm trying to say lock onto it. Move. It's like skating. Push your foot. That'll happen too, trust me. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
Fucking genius.
Yes.
I know. I know. This is good shit I give you. I should be able to go home now. I was done yesterday, wasn't I? I was done early in the afternoon. This is revelatory what I've done this week. I don't need you guys to tell me. I know. I don't. We're going to do the dreamscape now.